Radio.Dominican.edu, another night of NC2A Volleyball Penguin Style from the Conlin Center. Good evening, fans. Stuart Horn with you. Brian Sanchez off to my left. Hunter Hornstein, he's around. He'll be here in just a little bit. We are currently getting ready for tonight's huge game against the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. And with the pregame is the junior broadcasting sensation, Brian Sanchez, DJ B-San.
Thank you, Stu. Like you said, we're here tonight, and the 0-16 Penguins are taking on the 3-21 Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. Right now, Notre Dame is out on the floor, but the big notable was when the Dominican Penguins were out on the floor, 6-foot junior Skylar Moon out of Cambria, California, is going to be out tonight with an eye injury. They're going to need girls like Sand and Rains to step up in the middle with her absence. Last time out for the Argonauts was a win at home against the Academy of Art. Jasper had 17 kills and Villamayor had 13 kills. Those are the big players for Notre Dame. Those are the ones to watch out for. And the last time out for Dominican University was a loss to that very same Academy of Art team. And the Academy of Art beat the Penguins in a 3-set sweep. That's a season sweep of 6 sets for Academy of Art against the Penguins. Those sets went 16-25, 13-25, and 19-25. The first set, Academy of Art pulled away with a 16-8 run in the middle of it, and Dominican could not recover and get back in it, losing 25-16. In the second set, the Dominican University Lady Penguins had 11 attack errors and 8 kills. Very sloppy set, and that's what led to the 13-25 loss. Set 3 was a point-for-point battle all the way till the end. It was 22-19, Penguins right in it, and then Academy of Art went on a 3-0 run to take the set and the match, and that's how the last one ended. Now, this is the second time that the Argonauts and the Penguins are facing each other, and the last time they met was on September 30th. Notre Dame won in 3 sets, and in that game, Villamayor went off for 16 kills, and Jasper followed her up with 15 of her own. Only one player had double-digit kills for Dominican University, and that was Rhea Filet-Lily. She had 11 kills. So tonight, Notre Dame is in the Conlin Center looking for a season sweep against the Lady Penguins. And now we get to the Notre Dame Penguins play. The Notre Dame Dana Moore University Argonauts players to watch. Christina Villamayor has 335 kills on the season. That leads her team. She's led her team in every single game in kills, just as she did last time they were in the Conlin Center. That was 16 for her. And that was 16 over the 15 of Jennifer Jasper, who has 300 kills on the season, so she's right on Villamayor's heels. You can tell that they're a deadly 1-2 combination, especially when they're on either sides of the front court. It's not a team you want to make errors against and give them opportunities to jump ahead. If you do, they will take full advantage and close the door on you. Now, tonight, we get to the Dominican University players to watch, and the first two are the same that it always are. It's Jessica Jones and Rhea Filet-Lily. They're the main girls. They're the Villamayor and Jasper of the Penguins. They're what makes the engine go. They get all the kills, they make the big plays, and when they make the big plays, they get the energy going. Last time Dominican was broadcasted here on Penguin Radio, in their set win, the big plays were from Jones and Filet-Lily, along with Samantha Rains. Now, Samantha Rains is going to be a player to watch tonight, and she needs to play big because of the absence of Skylar Moon. Skylar Moon is one of the 6-footers that plays big in the middle of the court in a rotation with Samantha Rains and the last player to watch, Ashley Sand. They usually have a 3-girl rotation there that have been doing a fantastic job at the net and really taking advantage of the extended playing time that each one of them has gotten because they've settled into a rotation. Now, with the absence of Moon, it goes back down to a 2-girl, and they may wear out quicker, so they're going to need to work harder than they have before. I think they have the minimum, and as I speak, the Dominican Penguins have taken the floor for their final warm-ups as we have Sand and Rains at opposing ends of the net, facing each other. They're getting ready, and what better way to get ready for a big game than to face each other, because they're both fantastic players. Skylar Moon is here and in sweats and a t-shirt. She's well enough to be here and help, but she's not well enough to play. And we wish her a speedy recovery, because we need her back out there on the court. And I'll tell you what, folks, as Filet-Lily just throws down a kill in practice, she has a spring in her step that she hasn't had since the beginning of the season. She's getting up and she's hitting the ball straight down, and she's hitting it straight down with authority. It's very impressive what she's doing right now, and this bodes very well for the Dominican Penguins, because she hasn't been herself lately, and it's shown, because this is a team that depends on her and Jones together to get all the points, and when one of them is down, it really hurts the team. So Filet Lily is looking strong, and Jessica Jones is looking strong as usual. As it is in warm-ups right now, Lachelle Roulon is donning the libero jersey with her counterpart in that jersey, Katie Batchelder, in her normal. Those two usually switch off. You may see a switch in the middle of the game after the first set. It may go back to Katie Batch. You never know. Coach Stammer likes to mix and match. She's looking for some success. Her team is 0-16 on the season. But Notre Dame is 3-21. So this is a team that Dominican can get their first win against. Last time they were here, they did win a set. It was very exciting. And we finally saw the play that they could bring. We've talked about it all year that we can see them having the ability to play better, but we never saw it out on the court. Finally, we got to. And now we have higher expectations because right now you have Lardner and Sand, Filet Lily, Roulon, and Jones all working on one side of the court. And they're working in tandem, and they're looking very strong right now. Now we're going to take a look at the league standings. BYU Hawaii is atop first place with a 9-1 conference record. They're 12-3 overall. They look like a scary team to beat. Number two is Dixie State. They're 8-3 with a 13-6 overall record. And third place is Grand Canyon. The Lopes, 8-4 with a 15-6 overall. Those are the top three. Then coming in is the Hawaiian teams, Hawaii Pacific and Hawaii Hilo, who were 2-3 behind BYU Hawaii until the recent jump by Dixie State and Grand Canyon into the top of the league standings. But Hawaii Pacific is in fourth at 6-3, and Hawaii Hilo is in fifth at 7-4. Cal Baptist comes in sixth at 6-4. Now you drop it to the teams that are below 500 in conference. The Academy of Art, 7th place, 3-6. NDNU, 3-8 behind the Academy of Art, 3-21 overall. That's who we're playing tonight. Then you have Chaminade, who is 1-11 in conference, 2-17 overall, and rounding out the pack is the Dominican University Lady Penguins, who are 0-7, 0-16 on the season, looking for a first win. If they can string a couple wins together, they can jump up to maybe 6th or 7th in the conference, as long as they beat the right teams. They have it in them. They have the look in their eye. I believe they can do it. And if it's going to start, it's going to start tonight against Notre Dame. Now we're going to take a look ahead at what's coming for the Lady Penguins, the upcoming schedule. On October 26th, they're going to be at this very Notre Dame Dana Muir University team. That's going to be a 7 o'clock side out. And then October 30th, they're at Chaminade. And then October 31st at Hawaii Pacific. They're going to be taking on Volleyball in Paradise. And it continues on November 2nd when they play BYU Hawaii, followed by Hawaii Hilo on November 4th and 5th. That's a back-to-back against the same team in Hawaii. Then finally on November 9th, they come back here to play Cal Baptist. That's the second last game of the season. And then they end it on November 11th against the same Cal Baptist team. So that is the upcoming schedule for the Penguins. Looking for wins, looking to jump up in the standings. And that is how it goes for the Penguins, who are still out on the court. Now they're working on their serves, which has actually been a problem. They give away service aces, and they have service errors. And what these service errors do is every time they get on a run, they have a service error, hand it right back over to the team, and the other team goes on a run. It's really hurting their ability. The whistle is blown now as the Dominican girls gather all the balls, put them in the basket, and get off the court. Pretty soon here, we're going to be getting underway, folks. I'd like to thank you for joining me on the pregame show. As you can hear, the in-arena buzzer telling the Penguins to get off the court. And here comes the Notre Dame Dana Muir University Argonauts. They're going to take their side of the court while Dominican lines up on theirs. About 40 seconds away from the announcements, and game should be coming on soon. Here with us now is the voice of Penguin Radio, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, B. San. Good job on the pregame, as usual. Both teams out on the court now, fans. 22nd of October, 2011. Hunter's making his way up here to the Opulent Broadcasting Area. We'll get the overhead announcements going. Another great night of volleyball Penguin style. Here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. It seems like a long time since we've been on the air. Wednesday before last since we got to do a game. And I know Hunter and I have been very impatient all week waiting to do this. And when I see Brian Sanchez doing the pregame, I start getting excited, Hunter.
And good analogy there. If you get excited about it, I mean, you should be getting excited. Last time out, we called a set win.
That's right.
Now the Penguins coming off their loss against Academy of Art back home, friendly confines.
Yep.
You and I are excited about it, doing some jumping jacks in the background, getting pumped up.
Absolutely.
We're ready to go.
A few practice kills.
Some blocks up front.
That's right. B-San hit me a few and I was throwing up a wall as good as I can do. So fans, we have the overhead announcement going on right now. A pretty decent crowd on hand, not too many. Now, the Penguins have no wins yet in conference. I say yet because we have three games or matches left, I should say, including tonight. We have tonight against the Argonauts, who the Penguins love quite a bit. Very, very... very friendly with the Argonauts, in fact. And then November 9th, Cal Baptist will be here, followed two nights later by Cal Baptist again. That'll be a Cal Baptist week. All Cal Baptist. That'll be on the 9th and the 11th of November. Both matches, 7 o'clock, side out. Under head coach Nicole Onoloro, she's assisted by Dave Juan, Robin Rosales, and Scott Marr. Number 10, Paulina Acciona. Coach Onoloro will be sending out number one, Brooke DeMiguel, a 5'9" freshman out of Castro Valley. Number three is Bailey Onyelo, a 5'8" freshman out of Santa Cruz. Number eight is Christina Villamayor, a 6'1" senior out of Poway, California. Christina Villamayor had her way with the Penguins last time the Argonauts were here.
Absolutely.
I recall.
Yeah, absolutely. A very good player, and that's the go-to player, a senior, the outside hitter, one of the senior leaders on this Argonaut team. Penguins definitely going to have to look at her and try to contain her if they want a shot at winning this title here against the Argonauts.
Coach Onoloro will also send out Cheryl May Kawahawai, the 5'4" junior out of Lahi, Hawaii, and Jennifer Jasper is number 16, a 6'1" junior out of San Jose. She's followed by number 21, Tatiana Wesley, a 6-foot senior out of Lancaster. And now let's meet your 2011 so the Argonauts have been announced, and it seems like they're all smiles. Off to our right, occupying the northern end of the court. Under head coach Gail Stammer in her second season, Coach Stammer for the Penguins is assisted by Laurel Grant and Jake Spain. Stammer will be sending out number 6, Kelsey Lardner, a 5'8" sophomore out of Auburn. Number 10, Rhea Falealili, the 5'9" sophomore out of Long Beach. And we hear that Falealili's mother is in the crowd. Flo is here, Hunter.
Making the way up from down south down in Long Beach, California.
It's great. Usually we like to give her a shout-out, but she's here in the Conlon Center. So Falealili getting the start tonight. Now, she hasn't started very much lately, but good old number 10 is out there tonight. Number 15 is Samantha Raines, the 6-foot freshman out of Placerville. Sarah Bain will be out there, the 5'9" junior out of Aloha, Oregon. Ashley Sam, the 6-foot junior out of Roner Park, just about 30 miles up the road. And number 30 is Kayla Morphew, the 5'9" senior out of Roner Park. We are ready for the national anthem, fans. So for those of you at home, please rise. Season seems to be running out. 0 wins in conference as both coaches meet at midcourt for the handshake.
Yeah, this is a night that the Penguins are going to try to look to get off to a good start, keep that momentum going against GCU their last time out, the last home game we've had. And the Penguins do need to get off to a fantastic start, and that is the key. They have to be able to keep the momentum going and stop making the small mistakes. They've gotten better of late, but like you said, no wins in conference, no wins at all. You got to get off the schneid. You'd hate to have a losing season. We want to remind you, fans, you can watch the games from the Conlon Center live online at www.america1.com for a small fee. You can get the visual representation of the game as well as our broadcast here on radio.dominican.edu. And you want to follow Dominican Athletics on Facebook, facebook.com/Dominican Athletics, as well as Twitter at DU Sports. Also, the homepage for Dominican Athletics, www.dominicanathletics.com.
That one I can remember.
That's the main one you gotta know.
Everything comes off of that page. If you go to DominicanAthletics.com, I think you're set.
Absolutely. Great stories on not just our volleyball squad, but a lot of the other Penguin athletic stars here we have on campus. Up to the minute stats. They've got everything. So definitely where you need to be if you want to get your DU sports fix. And then for other listeners who are on Facebook, facebook.com is also where you want to go. Go ahead and like their page, facebook.com/Dominican Athletics.
Hunter, I'm in a good mood tonight.
I can tell. You're dancing. You're dancing. You're feeling it. Yeah,
I am.
Well, hopefully, you know what, that good mood translates on the court there. Because I'll tell you what, you're itching to call a win right now. And I can tell that this might be the night. Are you willing to put that lead pipe and say that tonight is the night?
No.
No?
Here we go, fans.
It was worth a shot.
Don't try and talk me into it again. I'm still trying to live down the last lead pipe walk I called. DeMiguel with a side out from the southern end. The Penguins set it up to Rhea Falele. This one's going to be up in the crowd. Penguins with the first point of the night.
How about that? And look at the crowd. They're already into it. Stu, you're into it.
Better believe it.
Got a good feeling about tonight. Nice job by Falea Lili there. Really hard to kill into the back row, and the Argonauts trying to somehow dig it out, and unfortunately just went a little too far into the stands.
1 point into it, and the Penguin fans are going nuts, as are the Penguin broadcasters. Into the back row after the service by Jessica Jones. Killed by Villamayor.
That's a tough one for the Penguins. They just got a finger on it, unfortunately. And had they let it go cleanly, I believe the Penguins would have gotten the point, as that ball was hit way too hard outside the back row. So the Penguins made a little mistake there.
Jasper with a runner to Jones. Left side, Kayla. Way up there, almost got off the ceiling. Live ball, backward knock. Jasper just helps it over. Jones with the bump. Now the back set from Lardner. Back at her from Sarah Bain. Left side. Over to Kayla, who gets a good one off, but it's blocked a little bit, just tipped. Now this one's into the 15th row of the grandstand off of the left shoulder of Kayla Morphew, the lone senior on the team. 2-1, Argonauts.
Yeah, Villamayor, nice job of her targeting out Kayla Morphew. Morphew, really nothing she could do about that one. Kind of more of a defense mechanism than a block or a dig, and the Argonauts get the point.
Notre Dame's only got 3 wins in conference. That's 3 more than the Penguins, but that's not so many that the Penguins aren't thinking very seriously about a win tonight. Can they do it? Please stay tuned to find out. It's only 2-1 in favor of NDNU. We're back underway, fans. The nice diving save by Lardner. Helped over by the front row. Baines. Oh, Lardner again with a save. Now it's helped over left side. Kayla off balance. Dug out of the net. Hit the antenna. 3-1 NDNU.
Yeah, that was a good set. Unfortunately, hate to see it end that way. The rally falling the way of the Argonauts. Kayla Morphew there looks like mistimed her jump and just shanked it. Hit off the palm of her hand, the right side of her hand.
Yeah, she just mistimed it. You're right. It wasn't a great leave, but speaking of not a great leave, actually, Reigns came running in on a pretty decent leave, but Reigns overshot it left side, 4-1.
Reigns was looking for the touch there by the Argonauts. She's pointing at some of the Argonaut players saying, hey, they touched it before it went out of bounds. Their lines judge, though, say no way.
Penguins with a mercy win there as Jasper dunks it in the net, 4-2. The D's will take it. I hate to say it, they didn't win that one, but they're only down by 2 now. Just some pretty decent plays so far. Reigns with the serve. Now the Penguins are going to be on offense. There's trouble. Villamayor goes to the top and shoot with a killer. The righty from the front left corner smokes one in there, 5-2.
Looks like Stafford's going to come in for the Argonauts. Stafford is a sophomore, 5'10", at Auburn, California.
On yellow with the serve, with the runner. Good move to Jones. Left side off of Lardner. Morphew with the killer and the win. And that was a nice play there by Morphew, the senior, 5-3.
She was really upset about that one. She wanted that last one back that she shanked. She got her revenge there. A very angry hit off the hands of Stafford. Nice job by the Penguins.
Sarah Bain, the setter now. She goes in there for the service. Ooh, going to be wide. And the killer by Villamayor again. And Villamayor hammers one down to the feet of JJ, 6'3", ND.
Killing the Penguins right now. The Penguins, they got to find a way to keep her in check. Villamayor just having her way all night so far.
Villamayor, the senior. And the winner by Kayla. So Morphew from the front right corner down the line. Right side all the way, 6'4", Penguins trail.
Morphew's been getting a lot of playing time lately because of her strong playing. She, again, right now, she's just playing the hot hand, and give Stammer credit for sending her best player right now out there.
There's a poor leave by Villamayor from the back row after a tremendous serve. by Caleb Morphew, 6'5". Penguins creeping back here, Hunter.
Good job by Ashley Sand there in front of the net to get the block on. That's what 6 foot will do to you in front of the net.
Penguins like to tie things up right here. They were down 6-2 a moment ago. Great block by Sand. Left side, dinked over, saved by Roulon. Trouble, bumped up, Villamayor, no. Front row, and the kill is laid in there by Tatiana Wesley, the 6 foot senior. So there's two seniors on the squad. Villamayor at 6'1", and Wesley, the 6 footer on her, 7'5", Notre Dame.
Katie Batchelder coming in, the junior transfer for the Penguins. She's going to replace Kayla Morphew on the court. Looks like she's going to go sit in the back row with Roulon.
Batchelder straight out of Quincy. Now the Penguins on offense. Sand, the big play over the top, and now shanking it into the net is DeMagill. And DeMagill, Hunter, gave the Penguins the 6 point. It's 7-6, Penguins trail.
Yeah, the freshman there making the mistake. She's not rattled, though. She's looking at her coach telling her, yep, that was my fault. I'll make the corrections.
The junior at 6 feet is Ashley Sand. There's the killer by Rhea after the poor leave, tied at 7-up.
Nice job by Rhea Falea-Lili. Hasn't gotten a whole lot of starts lately, but now she's making it count. The PacWest Freshman of the Year from last year.
A bubbly, a bubbly performance by Rhea at 7-up, fans. Here comes Sand. With a great serve into the back row. Almost mishandled by DeMagill, but the Argonauts managed to get it over. The Penguins' first opportunity to go for the lead tonight. And just as I said it, rains comes drifting in from the center line.
When it rains, it pours. Nice job by Samantha to get that kill in there. Led beautifully by Kelsey Lardner. And I'll tell you what, Gail Stammer's got to love the way her Penguins are playing right now, Stu.
Oh, man. And I am singing, fans. 8-7. Penguins are up for the first time. Hunter and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Think Peak Breast Cancer Awareness Night here at the Conlin Center. And the Penguins right now have a 1 point lead. Ashley Sand back to serve. Voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Here comes Sand now with the big overhand. Knuckler deep. And for the Penguins, they led all of 1 point. It was 8-7. Sand came in and knocked it 415 feet deep. Off the side out. Something you don't want to do.
Slightly disappointing, but the Penguins, though, they're not going to let something like that derail them. They've come a long way this season so far.
Service now, Notre Dame. Helped across by Kahawai into the hands of Rhea. And Rhea with the killer, 9-8 deal. Notre Dame looking a little sloppy early here. Game one, fans.
Jennifer Jasper made the crucial error. She fell into the net for the Argonauts as Samantha Raines put that ball away, and the Penguins are awarded a point there. They'll take it.
Just coming into the Conlin Center. Speaking of Taylor Clinton, one of the great basketball players of all time, so the Penguins pick up the point on the service ace. There's Jonathan Weber, good old number 13, scored 8 3-pointers in one game, 3 times in his career. He's here, fans. It must be a reunion or something this weekend. 10-8, Penguins on defense, and the masterful overhand by Jennifer Jasper, the 6-1-er hunter, and she nailed that thing, 10-9, as NDNU gets the ball back.
Tell me about it. She had a little bluster on that. Kelsey Lardner, instead of trying to block that with her face, just got out of the way. I don't blame her.
DeMagill with a serve. Tough play as reaching over the net was Villamayor. No. Villamayor was credited with the win as the Penguins. Kelsey Lardner is called on reaching. 10-up, fans. DeMagill backs up now with another serve. She goes down the right aisle. Katie Batch almost blew that one, but she was able to get just enough on it to keep it alive. That was a tough serve, and Batchelder managed to hold on to it. Lardner now left side set up for Rhea to the back. Bumped up by DeMagill. Over to the left side, Villamayor smashes one down, 11-10, Notre Dame.
Tough job by Katie Batch there. Tried to dig that one out, diving to her right, coming up unsuccessfully. And we've got a very close game here at the Conlin Center.
Service by DeMagill. She goes to Katie Batch again as the Penguins put 4 on the back line. Now they set it up to Raines! And this one's gone, baby. Raines with a winner. 11-up, 4 aces on the board. Play there by the Penguins, number 17. Check it, that was Sarah Bain, not Raines. It was Bain. Sounds like Raines. Kind of. Jessica Jones to serve for the Penguins in a tie game, fans. Jones looks up at their hand. Penguins off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. Jones brings it nicely. Set up. Uh-oh. Lardner set one perfectly as Reigns came running in from the attack line, but Reigns ran into a wall and was right back at her 12-11.
Yeah, Jasper there. Jennifer Jasper, the junior. She's got an inch at 6'1 on Samantha. And she put a wall up big time.
Jasper now knocks one deep and gives the Penguins it back. A terrible serve from Jasper. And immediately Jasper's yanked and traded out for Paulina Akiona, the 5'10 sophomore out of Buena Park. Jasper with just a terrible serve, which is exactly what the Penguins did a moment ago. 12 up fans and the killer by Villamayor, 13-12 NDNU. And Villamayor with another winner. Coming in is Colleen Stafford. She's going to replace Kahawai'i. Bailey on yellow to serve. Oh, brother. Jones plays one from the back row that would have been out by 5 feet. And this one comes back on NDNU's side, diving for it and helping it over. The Penguins are right there in perfect position. Villamayor now heaves it into the back row. Roulon with the get. Left side, Kayla. Deep. 14-12.
That's a tough one to take right there. The Penguins playing really, really well up front in front of the net, and the Argonauts getting some diving saves and really containing Villamayor there in that rally. Unfortunately, the Penguins unable to come through at the point, but at a two-point disadvantage now, the Penguins are, and Villamayor has been the lead scorer here for the Argonauts. The Penguins are really holding their own against this Argonaut team.
This is a great game so far, and just as Hunter and I are extolling the virtues of how wonderful the Penguins are, the service off of the right arm of Jessica Jones out of Sacramento. Jones muffed that one almost to Sacramento. It was so far out of play. 15-12, and the Penguins got to get something going as they have rotated in Hannah Stocking. This one's bumped, and the point given to Notre Dame. And I'm not sure why. They indicated timeout's been called by Stammer. We'll try and figure it out. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball from the Conlin Center, radio.dominican.edu.
Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip, 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom.
Two division volleyball action. The Penguins right now trailing 16-12. And Stu, this is the key part of the game right now. The Penguins cannot let them run away with this. They were tied up at 12, and now it's gotten to a 16-12 disadvantage. They got to hold the Argonauts right here.
On yellow with a serve. Lardner with a bump. Left side. Hannah Stocking got a good move on it. Villamayor with the setup. Bumped up. And gets right through the block attempt, of Sand. It's up on her feet again as Stammer. 17-12, fans. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coaches, Brad Van Alsing, Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, and Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Now the Penguins finally with a killer as Sand comes up huge. Sand drops one through the hourglass, 17-13.
Wesley and Villamayor up there in front of the net, and Sand was able to get right through that defense. Nice job by the Penguins. They needed that one. They can't let the Argonauts run away, and this is a good opportunity with the ball back.
Bain, service. Jumping up, Villamayor. Back row, Bain lets it fly, but it drops NDNU with a point, and that was in by an inch, 18-13. And the front row of the grandstands here is lined with ex-Penguin greats for the basketball team's past. Might have to introduce you to some of those guys, Hunter. Intermission, 19-13, the service ace by Villamayor, but she can do it all, front row or back row. Villamayor, she's the mayor of the Conlin Center so far tonight. And Hannah helps one over after a great save by Rulin, almost another service ace, left side. Penguins in trouble, Bain with the bump, but she left it over the net. That's a long leave off of a bump. And now off the right side of her hand, Brooke D. Miguel jumps up front left corner at a very obtuse angle and gets it across as Ria Falealili re-enters the game in place of JJ. 20-13. It was just 12 up a minute ago, Hunter.
And unfortunately, this is the thing we've been seeing reoccurring, the same nightmare over and over for the Penguins. They get within striking distance, they keep it close, and all of a sudden it just falls apart.
Villamayor with a great serve and then a great bump. helped over. Rulin with a bump. Oh, no, Penguins there. Oh, brother, left side. And there's a killer by Hannah Stocking. Tip. Penguins get the point as Stocking turns to the umpire and indicates that was blocked, and she's correct. 2014, fans.
Man, they needed that one, too, at 20-14. They're still within rally distance where if they go off in a huge rally, they can come back and put four or five up on the board in a row. They're quite capable of doing that. They just got to make sure the Argonauts don't get the opportunity to do that to them.
Well, that's right. It was 12 up, and the Argos did run six in a row. And just as Hunter and I are talking about it, the killer off the hands of Tatiana Wesley, who's then yanked. Serviced now by Paula Akiona, 21-14. Penguins down by seven. It was tied a moment ago. I don't know how many more times I need to say that, Hunter, but I'm just trying to come to terms with it.
And watch out. Jennifer Jasper back in the game there for the Argonauts up front. She's the one that's been giving Samantha Raines fits up front with her blocks. So they're looking to just neutralize the Penguins' main weapon right now.
Akiona with a nice serve way back there. Here's Rhea with a big jumper. Good move. Filea Lili always nails. And a dink by DeMiguel. She finds a soft middle row. No Penguins in the middle row. That's how soft it was. There were none of them in there.
Nice job by the freshman. A senior move by the young freshman in Brooke DeMiguel. She's happy with herself. Had a rough start early, but she looks like she's proving why she's a starter here for Coach and a lower as a freshman.
So the Penguins want to send in some fresh fuel, and they do so with Gasaloga in place of Bain. First service goes to the feet of Gasaloga from Akiona as a killer. It's an ace, 23-14. Akiona again, straight to Rulin. Bumped over left side, Lardner. Rhea with a big jumper. Terrible leave, and Rhea lets it fall, and it lands right on the line. Right as Rhea's staring at it, Hunter, and that's one of those darn if you do, darn if you don't.
That's a gutsy call there by Filea Lili. She, like you said, darned if you do, darned if you don't. You really didn't have a choice there. She took charge, told everyone, hey, back off. Let's hope to pray to something that this ball goes out. It doesn't, though, in the Penguins. That's a tough one to swallow.
What if she blew on it on the way down? Is that fair?
It might have been that. It might have been the earthquake aftershocks. I don't know. Maybe moved the line a couple inches to the inside and made the ball land on the line there. I don't know what it was, but that's a tough call there for a young sophomore.
24-14, fans. Hunter and I will be back in 15 seconds. Stammers call the timeout. Radio.Dominican.edu. Well, there we go. 24-14, Penguins down. Game one, best of five. Penguins have suffered the losing end of a 12-2 run, Hunter, late in game one. That's not good. 12-2 run against late? Ouch. Left side, Sand. Dink, softly. Ooh, and diving in on it was Paulina Akiona, Hunter, and that one, Akiona dove for it, hit her right in the forehead.
Yeah, getting off her biceps right in the head, rolls out of bounds. She laughs about it now because she can do that with a 24-15 lead.
Yeah,
the Penguins, more importantly, need that point.
If they were down 24-15, she may have been injured and they'd have to call out the trainer and everything, but she's okay. And the winner off the hands of Jennifer Jasper, 25-15, the final, fans, in game one. So while it was tied at 12, the Penguins could only muster three more points before the end of the game, Hunter, and I don't know how that bodes for game two. Well, let's bring in Brian Sanchez and see what Brian has to say. He was here courtside with us, and I'm sure he has an opinion on the matter. Brian, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Stu. A little loud, but I'm here with you.
Now you're perfect.
There it is. Yeah, you know what? You guys nailed on it the whole broadcast. Dominican has had a knack for staying in the game during the middle parts, and then once you get towards the end, they let the other team go on a run, and they really need to stop doing that. And how about they stop it after the set, Hunter?
Yeah, to be honest, this team, this Argonaut team, isn't that much better than them, really, outside of Villamayor and Jasper up front. Really haven't been showing that they can dominate the Penguins in any aspect of the game. It's just a matter of the Penguins not falling apart, and that's an internal issue. I mean, you're looking at a team in the Argonauts who their lead scorer was Villamayor with eight kills. Other than that, Tatiana Wesley had three, Brooke DeMiguel had two, Jennifer Jasper had two herself. I mean, it's not like they're overpowering offense. The Penguins are quite capable in coming back themselves. They got to be able to make more kills, though. They got outscored a lot in the second half of that first set. That's got to change.
And the key there is that Jasper, with the two kills, that's their second leading scorer on the season, and they've kept her under control, but maybe that's just because Via Mayor is getting all the kills. I mean, she's hogging them. She's got eight. And Dominican really needs to step up on their leaves. They have a lot of leaves right at the net that Notre Dame has been able to get up and get their hands on and throw it down before we can even make a play on it.
Ashley Sand leading Dominican in three kills. That's got to change. You got to start spreading the wealth, or somebody's got to step up and be the Via Mayor of the Dominican squad. They've got to find some sort of offensive continuity, because they can keep it close. They've obviously proved that, especially in that first set where they were going back and forth 7-4, 7-8, 9-10, 12-12 at one point, and then all of a sudden something clicks and the Penguins start falling apart. And the Argonauts, they aren't really that dominant, but when you have Via Mayor who can run away with an opportunity like that, the door gets cracked, you walk through it. The Penguins have to stop that. They have to keep the door closed and keep it at least close, because they've proven that they can go on a scoring run themselves. And if they do that and they keep it close, and once you start getting into the 20s or 21-22, anything can happen. It's just a matter of giving yourself an opportunity, keeping yourself in the game, giving yourself a shot at putting the game away later on down the road.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the campus got caught wind of that set win that they had last time they were here, because these stands really filled out as big as they have been this season, and they're ready to erupt for something positive. And if the Dominican girls can give it to them, this place is going to start rocking, and who knows what can happen.
And you saw that at the last home game against GCU when they finally did start winning. And, I mean, everyone got excited about it. Everyone was pumped. The stands were rocking. The crowd really, I believe, helped the Penguins, because if you think about it, they're playing in almost dead silence. And then once you start winning, once you start getting off to the right foot, all of a sudden you got the crowd behind you, you got your teammates behind you, we're excited. So that's going to be maybe that extra man that the Penguins need. But before we even get to that, you got to keep it close, and you have to be able to, you know, keep yourself in the game. And right now the Dominican Penguins aren't doing that. They're doing it early on, but later on is when it really counts, and you're not doing it. You know, you simply have to be able to keep yourself in the game and not fall apart. So the Penguins will get ready for this set number two now. They're switching sides, and the voice of the Penguins will bring it to you, as always, here on radio.dominican.edu. Here's Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, guys. Penguins off to our right now for game number two. Boy, they were solid for the first half of that game. I'm going to give them gigantic props for the first half, and then just little tiny props for the second half.
Absolutely, and I think that's well-deserved, because you're looking at a team that's very, very scrappy and aggressive, and they've been playing better of late, and we keep saying it, but it's just something that goes on halfway through the sets where they completely lose it, whether it's mentally or physically, I don't know, but they've got to find a way to keep it going.
Lardner with the serve now, and a perfecto into the net, and Lardner opens up game two. Hunter with a service ace.
How about that? Kelsey Lardner, who's been there pretty much every single game, rarely does Stammer take her out. I don't think I've ever seen Lardner on the bench, and she's that consistent force, and a good job of a service ace there to set the tone early.
Lardner goes to Kahawaii. Backing up on it are Jones and Rulin, and they can't handle it. One up. Early in game two. Jasper out. Wesley's in there. Akiona the serve. Lardner back set. Left side, Reigns. Penguins. Oh, softly Reigns with a one-handed boom. It's a scoop. Reigns got caught off balance there and couldn't do much with it.
That's a tough one for Sam Reigns. I mean, really nothing she could do about that, getting called with the scoop. But to be honest, that looked more like just a reflex. The ball was coming at her. She had to get it out of there.
2-1 to Rhea. Back row. That's a winner. Nope, it's still alive. Oh, brother, what a great save by NDNU. Rhea really lowered the boom. Reigns now goes back row, left side. Helped across Villamayor. One of the Argonauts came under the net. Penguin point, two up. Up on her feet is Stammer. Stammer's back down. Just a quick word with one of the players. She said something to Rachel DeVries, who's in there, the 5'10 freshman. The Penguins go ahead 3-2, only the second time they've been ahead all night after the service error by the Argonauts into the net.
Yeah, via a gift for the Penguins. Yeah. I'll take it, though.
Last time the Penguins led, it was 8-7 in game one. And they only led for the 1 point. Villa Mayor goes back row, bumped up Rhea. Now set, left side, JJ. Oh, and it falls right in front of the Penguin fans. 3-0.
How about that? JJ finally cashing in there. And she's been such a consistent force for the Penguins as well. And it's good to see her off the schneid now and starting to contribute.
Falea Lili goes all the way to the wall, way back there. And this one's called in after a great hit by Villa Mayor from the front left corner. Rhea served that thing from 18 feet behind the baseline, Hunter, because 19 feet is in the parking lot. She was all the way out there against the wall, 4-3. Notre Dame serving it up now is on yellow. To Rulin, left side, Reigns. Reigns just drips one over. Now Rulin, helped up, back set, back over to Reigns again. Reigns runs back in there to block, sets a good one to DeVries, helped up. Oh, Jones gets one across, not much on it. And a two-touch called against Jessica Jones, backing up on it. That's a slop, 5-3.
And the Penguins right now are making simple mistakes early, and that's something they can't afford to do, Stu. You and I mentioned it before. They don't play to just give it away, and that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, they're winning the hard ones and giving away the easy ones. 5-3 is JJ with a killer. After on yellow with a nice serve, but the Penguins set it beautifully, 5-4 DU.
JJ catching Brooke DeMiguel off guard there. She was very flat-footed and at the last second realized, oh, hey, the ball's coming at me. I might as well try to dig it out. Went to her knee, and fortunately for us, we get the point.
5-4 DU trails, I should say. Villa Mayor with a softy, helped up Rhea.
Get it out of there.
Uh-oh, trouble. DeVries helps it over. 5-4, Penguins are trailing. Here's a killer. Rhea with a bump, helps it back over. Now unleashing again from the front row is Colleen Stafford.
She really baited Kelsey Lardner to come in on that one. It looked like she might have just tried to tip it over, and Kelsey Lardner went up to help Ashley Sand up front. Instead, she just slammed it in the face of the upcoming Kelsey Lardner, really took advantage of her.
JJ now with a big one across, 6-4 Penguins trail. Lardner with a back set, helped across. Sand with the winner. Oh, no, it's deep. Darn it. Notre Dame with the winner. I thought Sand got it to fall in there, 7-4.
Nice job, though, by Ashley Sand, especially at the angle she was going at and the momentum was taking her the opposite way to get enough on that ball, unfortunately, just outside the line.
Villa Mayor with a serve. Now Lardner with a bump. Now JJ goes back to Villa Mayor. Uh-oh, trouble. Helped across by Wesley. Now that looked like a scoop, but they don't call it. I guess I was the only one that thought that. Wesley didn't look like a real solid move there. 8-4, but she got the winner. Penguins have called timeout. We are in game two, fans. Penguins down 25-15 in game one, so they are down one love. 8-4 in game two. Hunter and I are back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Pink night here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins trailing 8-4. They got to cut that deficit somehow in half, or even maybe tie it here for them to have a shot in this game two. They're down one. Here's Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter. Here we go, fans. Penguins alive, trailing by four. JJ off the tape. Jones falling to her left, goes up right-handed, kind of scissor leg that one right into the tape, and it fell on the Penguins side. 9-4 Penguins trail in game two. Villa Mayor to serve. And a real nice serve onto the line. Gets JJ tied up, flat-footed. She gets it back over. Now it's bumped over on yellow. Helps it softly. Everybody diving for it. Loose ball. Rulin, all she can do is bump it across. Stafford with a big smile on her face. Maybe she knows something that the Penguins don't know. She gets one back in her face. And the Penguins are right there running in. Rulin with a great save. Left side, JJ with a smash. And it drops. 9-5. Just when the Penguins looked like they were about to drop out of this thing, they get the momentum back for an instant. Let's see if they can hold it. 9-5. Gasiloga's back in there. DeVries back to the bench. DeVries with some good minutes on her.
Yeah, she hasn't been playing a whole lot. Got a start in the last game against AAU, and today coming off the bench, and
Gasiloga. Gasiloga explodes into the net. That was a volatile serve there. 10-5. Hunter, take the play-by-play. Here he is, folks.
Back to serve NDNU. Into the back row, Gasiloga there for Lardner. Lardner sets for Ashley Sand, and Sand with the kill. Nice job by Ashley Sand to keep this game close. It's 10-6. And the Penguins will get the ball back, and now trailing only by four, have the opportunity to come right back. Jones looks at her hand, and now hits it just over the top of the net there. Helped across by the Argonauts, somehow dug out by Falealili. Back row now for NDNU. In front of the net, there's a kill. In the air, gotta help it. Someone get it. There's Rulon. She helps it across. Middle of the net. There's the set, and there's De Miguel. De Miguel off of Jones's hands, and it goes out of bounds. The Penguins somehow saved the ball about four different times in that rally there. But the Argonauts come through with the point, 11-6. They lead, they get the ball back, and back to serve is KLI.
There was a line drive into the crowd, and one of the fans spiked it back onto the court. That was a good move.
Sign them up, KLI back to serve. Into the back row, Lardner sets for Sand. Sand gets it blocked in front of the net, and the Penguins, two touch, and the Argonauts are gonna get that point, 12-6. Nice job by Ashley Sand to get a good hit on that, but the Argonauts put up a wall of Jasper there, and she's just been death to the attempted kills. Here's a serve in the middle for the Penguins. Lardner will set for Falealili, and it's blocked by Jasper, goes out of bounds. Penguins with the point. Nice job by Falealili to put enough mustard on that for Jasper, really not to do much with it. 12-7 now, Penguins still trailing. Ashley Sand back to serve, and Katie Batchelder will come in for Jessica Jones.
Yeah, hot dogging move there by Rhea, and it worked.
She really likes that diagonal cross-court hit there, Stu.
It works. I think she can just wind up and get so much on it, 12-7.
Sand, line drive of a serve.
That was brutal.
And the Argonauts hit it to the back row. Batchelder to Falealili. Here's Sand, hits it across the middle, hits the top of the net and goes over. There's De Miguel, who helps it across in front of a diving Gasiloga. Point to the Argonauts, 12-7, 13-7, excuse me. That's a tough one there, Stu, especially with the Penguins in good position, and De Miguel winding up for it, then barely helping it across. A little bit of a deke move.
Totally.
Speaking of De Miguel, there's the serve. In front of the net is Jasper, who helps it across right in front of Rhea Falealili. Just patted that one down. Nice job by her. Got to give her credit. 14-7 now. De Miguel back to serve. The freshman hits a low line drive. That's dug out by Falealili. Set by Lardner. Falealili hits it too far. And the Argonauts get another point, 15-7, starting to pull away now.
Yeah, it looked like Rhea didn't break the wrist when she went for the hit there. Kept the arm very quiet, the hand and the arm all one piece, and as a consequence, it went very deep.
Batchelder digs out a De Miguel serve. Lardner sets, and there's Jasper, my goodness. Wow, you could hear that one all the way up here in the broadcast booth. Falealili with the attempted kill. Jasper says no way. Her hand's got to be red after that one. My goodness. 16-7 Argonauts lead. De Miguel with another serve. Batchelder to Lardner, who will set for Falealili one more time off of the hand. Somehow the Penguins get ahead of it, but they're going to be called for a two-touch. The Argonauts are. Penguins get the point. 16-8. Kelsey Lardner back to serve. Lardner number six. Penguins sporting pink headbands, pink laces in their shoes. It is Think Pink Night here at the Conlin Center. Lardner, there's a serve. Dug out in front of the net. Set for Villamayor. Villamayor just finds the inside part of the line in the backcourt. They get a point. Villamayor, man, is putting on a clinic, Stu, here at the Conlin Center.
Not kidding. She is so tough, and she can just jump so high, hit the ball so hard. B-San, are you in the house here? 17-8, Penguins getting killed.
17-8 now, Penguins trailing as Olivia Pena will back to serve. The sophomore defensive specialist hits it over to Roulon. Miscommunication. DeVries gets it out over to the Argonauts. There's Villamayor. Blocked by Samantha Reigns. Nice job by the freshman. 17-9.
Samantha Reigns taking notes from Jasper there. Throwing that down on the block.
How about that block there for the six-footer? The Penguins have three of them. One is inactive. Skylar Moon not available tonight due to an eye injury. But Samantha Reigns really taking advantage of extra playing time here and making her presence felt in front of the net. Penguins needed that block big time. Rhea Filialili back to serve. PacWest freshman of the year last year. Big serve to the back row, and it's going to go out of bounds. And yes! Service ace for the former Jackrabbit out of Long Beach Poly. 17-10 now. Penguins trail by seven.
Defender was stage diving into the Argonauts bench and still couldn't save it.
Let's see if she can do it again. Cross court serve, and Jess finds the outside part of the line, and the Penguins give the ball up, give a point up, 18-10 now, 8-point lead for the Argonauts, and back to serve is Aniello. Bailey Aniello, the freshman, running serve, back row, Roulon. There's Lardner to bump it up for Jones. Jones, let's see what she does. She gets a cross-court hit, yes! Nice job by Jessica Jones with the cross-court kill. 18-11 now, Penguins still hanging tough. Roulon's gonna take a seat. Here comes Ashley Sand, back to serve the true freshman, Samantha Reigns. Throws it up, running serve. Back row. Bumped up here in front of the net for DeMiguel, dug out somehow by Samantha Reigns. DeVries with an attempted kill. Not going to work in front of the net. There's Roulon. Here's Jessica Jones with the kill. It's blocked by Wesley and goes out of bounds. Penguins with the point. 18-12.
Jones inserted into the game and immediately makes an impact with back-to-back points for the Penguins.
How about that one there for Jones? Samantha Reigns with another serve in front of the net. Sand. There's Lardner. Here's Jones. Jones with the kill! Attaboy, Jessica Jones, nice job. Penguins 18-13. Jessica Jones, two consecutive kills. And that's going to force the Argonauts to call a timeout.
Yeah, that's always a good sign.
Timeout from Notre Dame trying to stop the Jessica Jones show here at Conlin.
How about Jessica Jones really putting the team on her back there? She was quite ineffective early on, now turning that around, and that's what the Penguins need to do, Brian Sanchez.
No, you're absolutely right. This is a instance where they let the game get away from them early, but now they're fighting their way back into it. And if they can continue this trend, they'll be in it before you know. And next thing you know, we're calling another set win, Hunter.
Penguins trailing 18-13. We'll be right back. This is the radio home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
See the girl them broke out on the floor. From your door on a workplace performer. From your door on a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you
when. Welcome back, fans, to the Conlin Center. Dominican University trailing Notre Dame in this one, 18-13. Hunter Hornstein on the call.
Thank you, Brian. Samantha Reigns with the runner. And here we go in front of the net. Helped across. Oh, my goodness. And yellow looked like she was going to set it. And then just helped it across, and looks like we've got a player down.
It's Tatiana Wesley.
Tatiana Wesley down, clutching her left foot. The trainer's out to see her in front of the net. They're not sure what happened on that one. And yellow went for the set, and then instead just helped it across real quickly, fooled the Penguins, and then immediately after, Wesley was on the ground.
I didn't see it either. Just all of a sudden, seemed like the help was done on yellow with the helper. She just sort of softed one into the middle row. Penguins weren't ready for it. Penguins expected Aniello to set it, and instead she just softly, flat-footed, two-handed it right into the middle. Penguins with a campfire loss there as they all stood around and looked at it. 19-13, Penguins trail, but Wesley's on the ground, left ankle. Jesse Mazza, the trainer's got the hands holding it in place, Hunter.
Yeah, they're tending to the left ankle there, and she was grabbing it as soon as she went down. We're just speculating here. But it might have been a twisted ankle there. But really, no one was around her. It looked like Aniello with just the with the help across there, and then all of a sudden Wesley's on the ground while the Argonauts are celebrating. So you got to wonder, maybe she got tripped up a little bit or something, but definitely favoring that left ankle. It's 19-13. More importantly, though, Tatiana Wesley on the ground for the Argonauts. We're going to step away. Radio.Dominican.edu. The serve dug out by Jones. Lardner sets for Sand, and Sand with the kill. Ashley Sand puts it through the hourglass. Nice job by the Penguins. 19-14. DeVrice will take a seat, and Gasolago will come on in.
You know, it's good to see Sand play big in the middle with the loss of Skylar Moon tonight. She really needs to step up.
Skylar Moon unavailable for tonight's game due to the eye injury. The transfer from Grubio College has been huge. Gasolaga's serve is a good one, and it's an ace. How about that? Nice job by Alex Gasolaga.
Gasolaga looked over to the coach. Stammer gave her the indication. She gets the service ace out of it. Stammer knows what she's talking about.
She's going to try it again. Yep. She goes to the back row. It's dug out there by the Argonauts.
Yep.
In front of the net, and Ashley Sand touched the net, so she's going to get called on that. Point goes to the Argonauts, 20-15, five-point game, and the Argonauts now have reached the Covenant red zone.
And this is where Dominican needs to go on a run and get even in this match right now.
The Argonauts with the ball back. It's going to be Pulu back to serve. Tina Pulu is a junior 5'8 out of Honolulu, Hawaii. So aloha and mahalo to those listening on the island. There's Jessica Jones. Set by Lardner, and Jones puts it away, 20-16. And now the Penguins, after a good defensive stop there, get the point, get the ball back, and have the opportunity to go on a run here and close the gap.
Big time momentum for the Penguins. They're only down by 400.
Huge momentum swing. Here's Jones. Jones with a runner, and it just goes out of bounds. Service error there by the Penguins. Stuart Horn doesn't like it. Neither do the fans, neither do the Penguins. 21-16, and that was a huge blow to the Penguins. They had an opportunity to go on a huge run with the ball back, and they give it up just like that. And now the Argonauts with the ball back.
In the red zone.
In the red zone, four away from putting this game on ice.
That's been the Achilles heel all year.
Ka'awai'i back to serve. There's Falealili. Lardner bumps it up. Falealili, stutter step, hits it across. No good. Ashley Sand in front of the net gets blocked by Jasper. Helped across, hits the top of the net, and that's Katie Batchelder, who dug it out, kind of just flicked it in the air, hoping it would go over, and it hits the net, and the Penguins now trail 22-16. Ka'awai'i back to serve. Gail Stammer's forced to call a timeout here, and the Penguins, they got to get right real fast. The Penguins now trailing 22-16. We'll be right back. Radio.Dominican.edu. Penguins blowing a golden opportunity to come all the way back in this game with a service error there by Jessica Jones. 22-16 now. The Penguins trail in a game two where they see themselves already trailing in this best of five, 1-0. Argonauts won game one, or set one, I should say. They're about to win set two. 22-16, and away we go. Rulon in the back. Here's Falealili, stutter step, blocked by Jasper, and the point goes to the Argonauts. Jasper has absolutely neutralized any of the attempted kills the Penguins have gone for.
Rhea was really off balance there. She went for the kill, but she was so far off balance after that weird leave, Hunter. I think she would have been better off with a softie, more delicately placed.
Here's Lardner for Falealili. She tries again, and that's a huge hit. There's Jasper in front of the net, and it's blocked by Ashley Sand, but Ashley Sand hit the net. They're going to call her on that. It's 24-16. Set point here for the Argonauts, and they're about to put the Penguins in a place they're all too familiar with, down 2-0. Argonauts serve. Rulon. Lardner. Sand puts it away. Nice job by Ashley Sand. She says, not so fast. We're still in it. 24-17. Rulon's going to take a seat, and the Penguins are going to get a help up front. The six-footer, Samantha Raines, into the game. Ashley Sand wearing the goggles, sporting the goggles always, back to serve. Just makes it over the net, and we all held our breath there. Jasper helps it across. Batchelder, there's Sand. Falealili back row, and it just goes out of, no, it goes inside the net. Penguins get the point, 24-18, and they're still alive.
Penguins starting to get some fall in. It's time to go on a little run, make history right here.
Ashley Sand back to serve. She had a very close call last time out. can't afford a service error here. Cross court serve. It's a good one. Off balance. There's DeMiguel. And Falea Lili running to help it across. Set. There's DeMiguel again. Cross court. And it just gets outside the net. Outside the line, I should say. We all held our breaths here in the broadcast booth. Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein. Penguins still fighting 24-19. And they've gotten three consecutive points with their backs firmly up against the wall. This could be incredible if they come through and it just gets over the net. Out of bounds, and it's a service ace for Ashley Sand. Nice job by the Penguins. And I'll tell you what, they're living on the edge. 24-20. Ashley Sand back to serve.
Halfway there.
We're getting a serious taste of their never-say-die attitude right now.
You see no fear in the Penguins' eyes. Down 24-20. Another serve. Dugout. In front of the net, there's DeMiguel, helps it across, somehow saved, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. The Penguins put a scare into the Argonauts, but in the end, a help across by DeMiguel. Falea Lili with the diving save just goes off her feet into the stands, and the Penguins drop set number two and now trail 3-0 in the best of five here against NDNU at the Conlin Center. Brian Sanchez, we almost saw a giant comeback, and why couldn't the Penguins put it away? Because it looked like it might have been a little too much, a little too late.
You know, it wasn't the comeback that was the problem. They lost that set too early on. They were too far behind, and their comeback was too big of a hole that they had to dig out of. They were playing great at the end of that set, and it almost seems like it's way too late in the season to look for moral victories. But the way they fought back in that set can really be seen as one, as long as they can carry it back out into the third set and start winning some volleyball.
Penguins now trail 2-0 here in a must-win game three. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you the stats, the highlights, and what needs to happen for the Penguins to win. The radio home of Dominican Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, we are about ready. Penguins up against the wall. Penguins had moments of brilliance tonight, Hunter. At times, they have just looked absolutely spectacular. I couldn't ask for more. And then other times, especially in the red zone with those service errors, but I always whine and cry about that. You and I think, are the two worst whiners about unforced service errors in the league.
Well, absolutely. And I think it's more of a, it's more that they're unforced. You shouldn't have to make those plays. There's no reason for those. That's basically giving the team extra points. And if you really want to win, let's focus up. It's a lack of concentration. Focus up. Don't blow it. And hey, we got to be able to win. I mean, my goodness, they've played well enough to where you take all the times that they've played well during a set and put them all together, and that's at least maybe two or three set wins. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go with that. It's somehow, when the Penguins get to 12,
it's baffling.
It's a mystery, man. They get to 12, and the Penguins start coughing up blood.
It's like there's a Bermuda Triangle or something out there where lose it. Like, there's like, you get to 12, you get to 13, and you lose it, and then when your backs are up against the wall, you can go five in a row.
Oh, they played great. They played great once it was over. Like B-San said, they dug themselves such a deep hole. There was no getting out of it.
That's the killer. You got to be able to play consistently throughout the entire game in order for yourself to have an opportunity. You can't, you know, play well at the beginning and then the chunk of the game in the middle. You don't show up and then you show up at the end. It's too little, too late.
When it's set point, it's too late when you're down by 9. So they had a great 5-point run.
Absolutely,
big deal. You know, they still lost by 4.
A loss is a loss. It doesn't matter how good it is. It's still a loss in the loss column, and it's kind of like a win. The win is a win. But, you know, we don't care how we get it. Just can we please get it?
Yeah, the Penguins are just really dying for it, as are the Penguin fans and the Penguin broadcasters. We are going to hear from Brian Sanchez on the play-by-play coming up in a few points, but let's get game three underway, and with it, Brooke DeMiguel, the 5'9 freshman out of Castro Valley, dumps one in the net to open game three, and DeMiguel is immediately yanked, as is often the case, as Tina Pulu, the 5'7 junior out of Honolulu, comes in her place. So DeMiguel, one hit, 1 point for the Penguins, and she's gone. So Rhea, with a great serve, Falea Lili 20 feet behind the end line on the southern end of the court, delivers a hammer, and the NDNUs send one back in her face. Notre Dame's going to rotate in Olivia Pena, 5'8 sophomore out of Fairfield, in place of Jennifer Jasper. Also out is Akiona. And in her place, it looks like Kahawai went back in there. 2-1 after the service win by Pena.
Yeah, Pena, nice job by her to find the outside corner of the Penguins. They had nobody back there, really. Everyone kind of collapsed to the front.
Pena with a nice serve over to JJ. Penguins on offense, right at Brian Sanchez, almost killed little old Brian Sanchez, but he got the feet out there and was able to block it. Two up.
Tina Pula had no answer for that one. She got absolutely just wrecked by that ball. That ball was hit right to her face. Nothing she could really do about it. Penguins will take the point.
Reigns with a nice serve for the Penguins. And the loser running on it is Pulu. And Pulu with the flat hand stretched out just dumped that one in the net. 3-2. She's going to see that on film and want to strangle herself. That was not her best. Pulu's pretty solid otherwise. 3-2. Penguins on top. Penguins leading. Game three down 2-0 in a must-win situation. Villamayor off the net, dug out, somehow still alive. Sand attacks the back row. After all of Endy and you called it over, Sand, all of a sudden the ball was still alive. Everybody in the place thought it was dead. 4-2.
Sand caught a break right there. How about that? Nice job by Ashley to find the backcourt.
Reigns now. Pulu. Short set. Top of the net. Jones with the block. Sand with the putback. Sand 5-2. Good move there. I'm going to bring in Brian Sanchez now, the little play-by-play.
Thank you, Stu. As Samantha Reigns is back to serve, and here's her service. High over the net. Bumped by Notre Dame. Set up for Villamayor, who slams it off the hands of the wall. Call there by the referee. Substitution in. 5-3, Notre Dame, 5-3, Dominican in this one, as Dominican was called for touching the net.
Batchelder's come back into the game.
On yellow, back to serve, here it is. Low for Leigh Lilly, goes down to get it, but she can't reach it. That one rolls back under the net. Point Notre Dame, 5-4, Dominican with the lead here early in set three. On yellow, back to serve. And here it comes. Jump serve. Gets it over, Filet Lily bumps it up. Lardner sets it to Sand, who smashes it into the corner. And that one is in. Sand with the point. 6-4 Dominican.
Nice job, Ashley. Sand, cross court, finding that back corner. Precision hitting by the junior.
Gasiloga checks back in, and she's back to serve. And here comes the serve off Gasiloga's hand. Bumped up by Notre Dame. Set up to Villamayor, who smashes it. Filet Lily bumps it up. Set by Lardner. Sand dinks it over to Onyelo. Set up for Villamayor. Smashes it off the hands of the wall. Sand. Lardner blocks it at the net again. Onyelo sets it up. Cross court. Here's the hit.
Whoa!
High. Almost hits the ceiling by Batchelder. Filet Lily helps it over. Here's a set by Notre Dame. Set up for Villamayor again. Smashes it cross court. Batchelder goes down for the save. Sand helps it over. Saved by Notre Dame. Wesley with the point. 6-5 now. Wesley should note that he's back in the game. She was the injured Argonaut earlier. Back in there.
Nice job by NDNU to put away that final point there. A good rally there by the Penguins, really showing their tenacity. But Alex Gasiloga just couldn't handle it.
Gasiloga bumps it up to Katie Batch, who helps it over. Back row Pena. On yellow to Wesley, who smashes it into Gasiloga, who bumps it back over on the save. And here comes a hit by DeMiguel, blocked at the net. Sand and Lardner are there. That's point Dominican, 7-5 Penguins.
How about Ashley Sand and Kelsey Lardner getting up there? Nice job by Lardner to get a hand on that one. Find the open space there on the floor, and the Penguins get the point.
Jones back to serve. Here it is over the net. Bumped up by Notre Dame. Set by Onyelo. Smash. Referee blows the whistle. Point Notre Dame. That makes it 7-6. As Jennifer Jasper checks back in.
I have no idea why the point was called against the Penguins. It looked clean to me, but the whistles all came up at the same time.
Here's Wesley back to serve. Here it comes. Jones bumps it up. Lardner sets it to Filet Lily, who smashes it into the hands of the wall. Back down into Filet Lily's hand, who bumps it out of bounds. She couldn't get control of it. That ties it up at 7 here in set 3.
And it's the same old story. Jennifer Jasper up in front of the net with the block. And Filet Lily just absolutely being neutralized there by the junior, Jasper.
Here's Wesley serve. Bumped up by Gasaloga. Lardner sets it to Filet Lily. Smashes it off the hands of the wall. And that's going to go out of bounds for a point. Dominican, 8-7. Dominican takes the lead here in set 3.
And Yellow tried to save it to no avail. Left her feet, dove for it. But the Penguins come through and get the point.
Ashley Sand back to serve. And here it comes off of her hand. Serves away. Bumped up by Notre Dame. On Yellow, sets it. Jasper smashes it. Gasaloga bumps it up. Lardner sets it up for Filet Lily again. Back row.
Too much.
Call there. That one was touched at the net. That's going to be point Dominican, 9-7 Penguins. Caught a break there.
Sand,
back to serve.
That was tipped off of the hands of Jasper.
Here comes the serve off the hand of Sand. Into the net. That's going to be an error. 9-8 Dominican now. Those are the errors that they need to avoid, Hunter.
Absolutely, and you come within so close of scoring and point and tying it up and everything, and you just give. You're giving points. You can't do that. It's like you can't give free points. Make them earn it. Come on now.
Jones bumps it up. Lardner sets it to Reigns, who smashes it off the hands of Villamayor. High. Set back to Villamayor, who helps it over. Batchelder bumps it up. Lardner sets it up. Filet Lily smashes it cross court. Save Notre Dame. On Yellow sets. DeMiguel, touch shot over. Filet Lily, Lardner to Reigns. Tries to place it on the sideline. That one saved. On Yellow to DeMiguel again. That one's long. That's going to be point Dominican. 10-8 now. Penguins take the lead.
DeMiguel screaming there at the lines judges, saying that the Penguins got a tip on that.
And they did. It's going to be 9-9 now. Notre Dame with Kahawai'i back to serve again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was tipped at the front line. It was going to be a mile deep. It's too bad the Penguins did it. Here you go, Brian.
Reigns hits it over. Saved by Notre Dame. On Yellow to DeMiguel. Drop shot in front of Gasaloga, who dives. Can't get her hand on it. As Dominican goes down 9-10, and their early lead has evaporated.
That was right on the attack line on the Penguins side. There were no Penguins there.
Here comes a serve from Kahawai'i again. This one's over the net. Gasaloga bumps it up to Lardner. Sets it to Filet Lily. Smashes it down the middle. That one saved and bumped up high. On Yellow gets to it. And DeMiguel just tries to help it over, but it's into the net. Low in the net. That one wasn't even close. 10-10 now. Dominican ties it up here in set 3.
I think DeMiguel thought she was closer to the net than she was. Tried to help it across, but she was in the middle of the court there. Maybe even closer to the back row. And she just helped it into the net instead of maybe bumping it up for somebody or bumping it up and over the net. I don't think she really knew exactly where she was on the court on that. The Penguins will take it, though.
She actually began to go against that one when she was out of bounds. She got yanked immediately as a result.
Jasper tried to smash that one home, but Samantha Reigns is there. The freshman puts it right back in her face. It's 11-10 Dominican now.
How about a taste of your own medicine there, Jasper? She's been killing the Penguins when they get their attempted kills. This time, Samantha Rain says, hey, I'm 6'2". I can do it as well.
Here comes another serve from Lardner. This one's over. Kahawai'i barely gets her hands on it. On Yellow sets it up. Lardner down for the bump. DeVries sets it up to Jones, who smashes it back row. Saved. On Yellow. Served over. Samantha Rain is there again at the net. She's playing big tonight. The freshman puts Dominican up 12-10.
Nice job by Samantha Rains, doing it all right now. We mentioned Skylar Moon unavailable. Usually you see her helping out the true freshman in front of the net, but it's all Samantha tonight.
Lardner serves again. Bumped up by Notre Dame. On Yellow sets it. Villamayor smashes it from the middle. Lardner gets her hands on it into the net. Rains saves it. Helped over by Batchelder. Here comes again. Jones bumps it up on the dive. Rains sets up. Filet Lily, who smashes it back rope. Villamayor is there on Yellow. Over to number 14, Pulu. Jones sets it up. Lardner for Filet Lily. Smashes off the hit into the wall. Up, and here comes the save from Notre Dame. That one's over. Filet Lily bumps it up. Lardner sets it for Reigns. Goes back cross court. Notre Dame's got a girl there. There goes Jasper, who just unleashes a rocket in the face of Batchelder. Couldn't get her hands up in time. 12-11 Dominican.
Off of Batchelder, and then Rachel DeVries tried to save it, dove for it, and she got nothing on it. And my goodness, they caught the Penguins sleeping there. Might have caught Katie Batch off guard there. Penguins couldn't afford that.
Batchelder bumps it up. Lardner sets it for Filet Lily, who smashes back row. Pulu off her hands. That one's five rows up into the stands. Point Dominican, 13-11 Penguins.
How about that? The Penguins answering after a long rally doesn't go their way, they answer emphatically with the kill.
Here comes Falele with the serve, back up against the wall. High arcing serve. Notre Dame bumps it up. Aniello sets it. Pulu just helps it over. Rain sets it up for Lardner, who sets it up for DeVries. Smashes it home, the freshman. Notre Dame goes low, saves that one. Here comes the help over. Rain sets up Lardner, who gets it over to Jones. Smashes it off the hands of the wall, and that one saved by Notre Dame. Aniello to Villamayor. And that's a bullet off the top of the net, and that one goes out. Point Dominican, 14-11.
They caught a break right there. Villamayor had a high set on that back corner and had all the time in the world. Nobody was there anyway. Fortunately for us, it hits the top of the net.
Notre Dame's going to take a timeout with Dominican up 14-11. We'll be back here with you on radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins trailing here at the Collins Center. Brian Sanchez with the call.
Falele back up against the wall. She's going to serve with Dominican up three in this set, 14-11, trying to keep this match alive. The whistle blows from the ref. They're ready to go. So is Rhea. And here it is. High arcing serve from the back. Bumped up by Notre Dame. Aniello bumps it. Villamayor hits it from far away. Falele is able to bump it up to Lardner, who sets up Jones, who smashes it off the top of the net, saved. And there's Jasper, who smashes it off the hands of Jones. And back to Jasper, who tries to play it again, but that one goes out of bounds. 15-11 now, Dominican.
And now you're hearing the crowd getting into it as well, and that's helping the Penguins. They're fired up, you can tell. You're looking at the bench down there, everybody on their feet. Penguins feeling it tonight in a must-win set number three.
Falele serve over to Aniello with a bad leave, but Jessica Jones goes up to get that one, and she went over the net. That's going to be point Notre Dame. 15-12 now, Dominican with the lead.
Aniello never had a fair chance at that one. One of the Penguins reached over. Was that, who was that, right?
Jessica Jones.
Okay. Penguins still up by three, though.
With number 23, Olivia Pena, back to serve for Notre Dame. Looks like she's getting ready. Whistle blows.
Greatest margin for the Penguins tonight, three.
The serve, Katie Batch bumps it up to Kelsey Lardner, who sets it for Samantha Rain, smashes it in the middle, and that one falls in off the hands of the wall. That's going to be 16-12 Dominican.
Not just blocking the ball up front is Samantha, but she's putting it away deep, back court with the kill. Nice job by the freshman.
And here comes her serve, jump serve to the back row. Here's Aniello, sets it up for Villamayor, sloppy set. Rachel DeVries goes up, gets her hands on it, but that one rolls out of bounds. That's going to be point Notre Dame, 16-13.
I think that block might have surprised her there. Maybe didn't anticipate blocking it the way she might have, because it looked like when she hit it, she went, oh, hey, that's the volleyball hitting my hands, and it just went out of bounds there. Might have caught her off guard.
Rolled right across the top of the tape for what seemed an eternity.
Here's the serve. Falele bumps it up to Lardner, who sets up DeVries, who hits a cross court on yellow, bumps it up. Here comes Villamayor's hit. That one's into the back row, and that one's in. That's going to be point Notre Dame off the hand of Villamayor, 16-14 Dominican.
Rhea Falele in the back row there could do nothing with it. That ball was just simply hit too hard, too fast.
Aniello back to serve again. Here comes her jump serve. Sneaks it over the net low. Katie Batch goes down, saves it. Lardner up to Jones, who smashes it cross court and gets it into the wall, and that one falls down on Notre Dame's side of the court. That's going to be point Dominican, 17-14.
Hey, they'll take that one. The Penguins somehow need to keep putting the pressure on the Argonauts. They're doing a good job of it now. The Argonauts, especially Villamayor, right now maybe be pressing a little bit too much. They know they can put the Penguins away in this game, and the Penguins right now are playing like they got nothing to lose.
Gasologa checks in and serves it deep. Here comes Pena's hit back. Falele bumps it up to Lardner. That one's deep. Batchelder just sets it up at the net, and that one's there for Wesley to just slam home. Sloppy leave there. 17-14 now. Dominican with the lead here in set three.
That was two sloppy leaves in a row for the Penguins. I mean, they're lucky to get away with that first one. The second one killed them.
17-15 Dominican. Villamayor's serve goes over. Gasologa bumps it up. Lardner sets it up for Falele, who hits it back row, and that one's deep. That's going to be point Notre Dame, 17-16 now, as the Dominican has let Notre Dame right through the door and into this game. Coach Stammer jumps up and takes a timeout, sensing the momentum change. 17-16 Dominican. We'll be back with you in 30 seconds here on radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez with the call.
Thank you, Hunter. Dominican up 17-16 here in
set three with their backs up against the wall, down two sets to none. Notre Dame with the ball, and Villamayor back to serve. The whistle blows, the refs are ready, and so is Villamayor with the serve. Filet Lili, that one was low, and no one was there. Filet Lili dove to get there, barely got a hand on it, sends it out of bounds. 17-17 now. Notre Dame officially back in this one.
Now we're all tied up, and this is a crucial moment for the Penguins. They've got to keep the Argonauts without possession. They got to have a big defensive stop.
And there's another service ace from Villamayor. That one low in front of Filet Lili again, who dove, barely got hands on it, rolled it back across the net. 18-17, Notre Dame takes the lead.
Damage control time. Make sure you make the stop and get the ball back on your side.
Gasologa bumps it up. Lardner sets it for Jones, who... little touch shot over, easily handled on yellow. Sets it up, and there's a smash into the wall by number 13, Colleen Stafford. Could not be handled at the wall by Jones. 17-19 now, Notre Dame pulling away. Villamayor back to serve. She's on a run here, and here it comes. Batchelder bumps it up. Lardner sets it for Jones, who smashes it off the hands of the wall. That one goes out of bounds. Point Dominican. 18-19 now, Dominican. Crawling back into this
Penguins
one.
Needed that one in a huge one.
Absolutely. That's a crucial point there. Hey. Instead of being down two, now you're up one. You're down only one, and you're still within striking distance. But more importantly, you get the ball back. Every opportunity you have to get quick points with your serves is key.
There's Jones' serve over to Pena, who gets it to Doniello, who sets up. And there's Jones. Sand bumps it up. Filet Lili hits it back row, saved.
Yep.
Sloppy leave there by Oniello. Referee blows the whistle, and that's going to be net, touch of the net. That's going to be point Dominican, 19-19. We're all tied up here. Dominican right back in this one.
Notre Dame's arguing the point, 19-19.
Oniello doesn't like the call. She's over talking to the ref.
That could be one of those home field advantages right there.
Yep, that argument fell on that argument fell on deaf ears, and here comes Jones' serve. Gets it over back row, Pena to Oniello. And that one's blocked at the net by Rhea Filet Lili. Got up big for that one, but it goes out of bounds. It's going to be 2019 Notre Dame now.
She couldn't block that one straight back. She blocked it. Lucky to get a hand on it. It was hit so with such fury, but it did just fall outside wide just a tiny bit.
Served by Wesley. Gasologa goes low to get it into the net. That one can't be saved.
That's four aces this game, serving it right into the middle row.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
Dominican. The Penguins need to make an adjustment of some sort, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. 21-19, Notre Dame takes the lead here late in set three. Wesley serve, hits the net. That one falls. Error by Wesley. 21-20, Notre Dame. Dominican back within one here.
What a huge break for the Penguins there. We were just talking about how four service aces, and now the Argonauts give the ball back and give the Penguins a point and telling them, hey, stay in this game and don't let the Penguins come back, because they will go on a roll if they have the opportunity.
That muff serve by Wesley could mean something.
Jasper was set up for that one nicely, but it smashed off the hands of Samantha Raines, the freshman. 21-21, we're tied here. Late in set three with Dominican trying to work some magic. Ashley Sand back to serve. The crowd starting to rise. And here comes Stuart Horn. Stu?
Just as I'm getting ready to say something wonderful about the Penguins, Sand dumps it in the net in the red zone, B. 22-21 now. The Penguins fought so hard to get right back in it in the red zone, and then they committed that one thing you can't do. Sand dumped it in the net. Go ahead, B.
Filet Lili smashes that one off the hands of the wall. That one's Jasper at the wall again, 22-22. We're tied up here late in set three.
22 all, fans. Lardner to serve it up for the Penguins. Good old number six, about 5 feet right of the center line. Gasologa's out. Lardner's back in there. She bounces it six, seven, eight times. Now with the runner. Lardner, top spinner, drops it into the front row, into the net. Penguins with a big time block. Bumps straight up, way up there. Softly, Lardner with a bump. Now the set, into the back row, JJ. Off balance, somehow saved. NDNU now, trouble, Katie Badger the bump. Lardner left side, Rhea. With the kill! Filet Lili dumps one in there for the winner! 23-22. Timeout, Notre Dame, Brian.
Notre Dame senses the shift here. Dominican up one late in set three. This one's looking good. Hunter Hornstein, your thoughts?
Well, I'm deaf now because of the excitement here in the Conlin Center, but how about this? 23-22, the Penguins, for some reason, it seems like they love putting themselves in a position to continue. They have to win. It's not necessarily in game or set one or two. It's in set three when they absolutely have to win that they turn it on. Anyway, we'll take it, though. Crazier things have happened. You don't necessarily have to win three sets in a row. You can just win one set three times, and they're starting off here. Brand new, clean slate. You got nothing to lose.
Man, you sound like a coach.
Might as well go have some fun.
You sound like a coach with that one. You only need to win one game three times in a row. It's a lot of mathematics out of Hornstein. 23-22.
That's about the extent of the mathematics that's going to come from me, Stu.
All right, fans. People here at Conlin Center have just woken up. 23-22, Lardner with a good one. Left side, Pulu. Penguins on offense now, Rhea. Uh-oh, trouble. Batchelder with a nice bump at the line. Whistles blow. Penguin point! 24-22, Penguins with game point.
Jasper finally making errors here at the net, letting Dominican take the big lead here in the red zone.
Penguins win this one, Brian, and they are officially back in it. Lardner with the opportunity to bring the Penguins to the promised land. 24-22, a perfect serve to Pulu. Softly, right back there, Reigns, Pulu. Back row, Batchelder bumped. Set up Lardner, over to Rhea with the killer. It stays alive, helped over, Batch, bumped. Lardner, Rhea off balance, cross court. Weird angle, Akiona. Now the Penguins on defense, Lardner, nice bump. Set up over to Baines. Rhea down the line. Wide. It was called in by the back judge, but out by the side judge. 24-23. My first look was to the back judge.
You still got an opportunity to win this game, though. Got to win by two here. The Penguins, if they can put it away in this one, the next two, they're
right.
Winners.
Game point number two.
Uh-oh.
Rhea runs in from the attack line and smashes it. Tie game. 24 up. You must win by two.
The crowd is on its feet still.
It's no longer set point, and a timeout has been called. 24 up, fans. We're back in 15. Radio.dominican.edu. How to beat Bay. That's right, fans. You must win by two, and the game is tied at 24. If the Penguins lose this game, or otherwise called a set, it's over. The service by Pulu. Penguins on offense. They run it to Reigns. Pulu with the bump. Now the set left side. Villamayor can't do it. Left side Rhea with the attempt. Bumped into the back row. Reigns is right there. Villamayor with the bump. Now Pulu one hands it over. Diving for it and hits the antenna as Lardner dove in on it after Pulu with a lucky one. 25-24, Brian. And NDNU has match point.
That was a hit from Pulu there that really didn't deserve to get a point.
Pulu now with a good serve. Batchelder bumps. Set up, back set. Reigns. Blocked by Villamayor. Game. And just that quickly, fans, the Penguins were looking so sweet. Just 60 seconds ago, they had two game point opportunities to push this to a game four. And the Argonauts come just raging back at the Penguins. Won three in a row and closed them out, Brian. That was a crazy game three. Penguins had moments of brilliance again, but just couldn't close the deal.
Yeah, it almost seemed like you blinked and we were down in that one. The lack of the killer instinct came back to get the Penguins in that one, and this one hurts.
Penguins did lead by as many as four here in game three at one point. They led two times by three, and then right at the end had two game points consecutively. They then lost both of those, pushing it to 24 all. And Notre Dame came back and won the next two in a row to close it as quickly as they possibly could. You really couldn't do it any faster than that. So Stuart Horn from the Conlin Center alongside Hunter Hornstein and Brian Sanchez saying so long, fans. Our next broadcast, November 9th, Cal Baptist in the house, 6:50 pregame with Hunter and Brian, 7 o'clock side out. You'll hear it right here. Back to the studio, radio.dominican.edu.